I've been pushing sweet now for the longest to get it down. Emery also wants me to get it down for them. But once I get it down, you people will have to transcribe it and give it to the ones you want. Put it together, you know. Now you can
take... Do you know anything of the Corbetts beyond Brinkley?
No. Only that his father's name was Joseph, born in England in 1690. And he came to North Carolina and landed at Cape Fear, North Carolina. That's a harbor there. Cape Fear is a harbor. And settled there. And Brinkley was born there. But after they grew up, you know, the children scattered, and he settled in South Carolina after his marriage to Margaret. She was from North Carolina also. We assume from the history of the Corbett family by Augusta Elizabeth Corbett, It's Life and Times, she says that the Corbetts there are the forefathers of all Corbetts everywhere, because they originated the name.
Was Joseph Corbett, do you know if he was married when he came to North Carolina?
That's all we know.
You don't know anything except that he came.
And Duvon found that out.
Duvon found that out. Okay.
But now on the Starling side, they came from Scotland. Grandfather, that's volume one, that's volume two also. The William Starling that settled in North Carolina, William Starling the first, there was three of them, first, second, and third. And however, Grandpa Starling was called Junior. They came to America because they were starving to death and over there. There's famine and everything else raging over there. So Grandpa Starling related to Lilla. She stayed with them a good bit in her childhood.
They came from Scotland.
Scotland. And they came at the time they had no last name, no surname. They were probably bondsmen, I don't know. But they escaped and sailed on a ship, just a sail ship, and also landed in Cape Fear. And the old man had two of his sons with him. And they got out and stood on the banks, on the ground, reached solid ground. And the elder Starling raised his face and gave thanks to God for firm ground under his feet outside of Scotland. And he looked back toward the ship and says, "Well, boys," the name of the ship was the Starling, and it had the sparrow on it. He says, "From now on, our name will be Starling."
And don't know what it was before that?
Starling.
Probably just, William of so-and-so, yeah, or something, you know, like they did.
And the sons were Fitzwilliam and all that sort of stuff, you know. Fitz means son of.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout this book, Fitz Robertson was one of the Corbetts. Just like it's Fitz in England and it's Mac in Scotland, you know.
Right.
Means son of.
When was it that the Starlings came over?
Well, let's see now. Where's my Starling thing here?
Did you say the ship was called Sparrow?
It was a Starling.
Oh.
See, that's where we get all these sparrows over here.